はい。
ほぼ
That was not necessary.
Why not?
That was just too much. Like, what the fuck was that?
I don't think it wasn't long enough. How long did I do it for? Does it show you?
Like 15 seconds.
Bitch, she got a long breath.
You don't need it for all those cigarettes you smoke.
Is there a third person in the room? There's a third person in the room?
No.
Because I don't smoke cigarettes. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm confused. Ghost? Casper?
Alright, bitch. We fucking get it. We fucking get it. Welcome back to Georgia.
She's back. She's back and better.
She's back and better than ever.
And rested.
Are you happy to be back home?
I'm not really rested, but it's okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing is sleep. Sleep is for the weak.
Sleep is for the weak. We want to, you know.
Do you make money sleeping? You do not.
Sleep. Not yet. Well, hopefully one day I do.
One day. I want to be like Oprah.
I want to be like Beyonce.
Oprah's richer.
I don't care.
You think Oprah has to do choreography? If I had my choice, I wouldn't want to do a 1-2 step.
Could you imagine Oprah doing a
snap,
dance?
Crackle, pop? I cannot, actually. Oprah knows her lane. And Atlanta's talk shows and motivational speaking.
And a comfy chair. She sits there. She looks so comfortable.
She used to.
I feel like her dance would be more of a slow dance. Like a very, like...
I'm sure.
Salt-free, like...
But we would never know because we never seen Oprah dance.
Because she's smart.
Like, you think Oprah's going to do Dancing with the Stars?
No, she could. No.
They couldn't afford her.
Here, Dancing with the Stars is going to do Oprah.
Exactly.
Okay.
Oh, exactly.
Okay.
I can't see it.
I don't. I need glasses for that, honey.
I just see Oprah as this goddess, you know, who just looks over all of us. She just knows all. Just the way that she talks. I can listen to her talk. All day long. It's Oprah. You know Oprah's real name is supposed to be Orpah?
Orpah?
Where her mom misspelled it.
Thank God. It's a blessing.
Yeah.
Can you imagine Orpah? Orpah?
Orpah. Hey, Orpah girl! Hey, Oprah girl! You think she got teased when she was younger for her name? Okra!
Opah.
Hey, Okra girl!
Oprah is
That's
good.
Rude. I feel like I shouldn't be talking about Oprah right now.
She hears you.
She does.
She probably has microphones in every... She has a microphone right there.
Oprah's the government.
Ooh. That's the real gag, honey.
But, yeah, welcome back. We're back for another week. Another week to slay the motherfucking podcast. I'm fucking tired. And my
final... How you spell tired?
I don't even know. That's how tired I am.
Bitch.
I'm done. So, yeah, I'm done with school until the fall.
Yes.
Praise Jesus.
Thank God. One step closer to graduation.
One step closer.
One step
I'm just,
in the right direction.
I'm tired.
Take two steps forward, one step back.
I'm pissed, it's raining.
You look like a dog just now. You literally hear the rain.
Yeah, I'm doing finals. Last one today.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck school. I passed all my classes. It's all that fucking matters.
Come on.
So now I get to, what's the next big thing? Miami in May, next month.
Yes.
And then New York in June.
Yes.
And only God knows what the fuck else. And then school's gonna be here before you know it. But yeah, that's that. That's life.
All you were doing this week is finals?
Mm-hmm.
That's it?
Yes. So now I have my life back.
He never had a life to begin with.
True tea.
He's gonna have his life back of, like, The Hills, Gossip Girl.
I do that now.
What's the other one that you watch? Broad City. I wanna watch Broad City.
I would say, no, don't bash Broad City.
Broad City is funny as hell.
It's a great show. I watch Vanderpump Rules. I've actually...
How to Stay Single.
I finished a book.
Which book? He doesn't even know the name.
No.
He didn't read it.
Whoa, what the fuck? I just finished it today, this morning.
See, a liar. A liar.
I'm not lying. I did. What the fuck was the book? It was by Stassi Schroeder from Vanderpump Rules.
Bitch, let me just tell you something. He didn't read the fucking book. He listened to it.
I have to. I don't have time to read, bitch.
Yes, you do. Out of all the TV shows and everything that you do.
Why would you want to... Well, okay. Let's talk about audiobooks for a second.
I'm listening.
I prefer audiobooks because if it was like somebody, some random ass man or woman is reading the book, I like, ew, gross. These people are reading the books, bitch. You get a whole new experience. So why would you rather them tell their own story?
Why would you want to hear a story from... Why would you want to hear their story versus your own story?
Bitch. Like, you think my life is as interesting as Michelle Obama's?
So Michelle Obama reads her own book?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's kind of cool.
They all read their own books, bitch.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Exactly, because you don't know the life. And the book is called Next Level Basic. So, fuck off.
Makes sense of...
It's a very good book, actually. I was very surprised. It was a New York Times bestseller. It happened yesterday, actually. If you're a basic bitch and you like your fucking caramel macchiatos from Starbucks and a big
Starbucks tea, with a very basic ass order.
Yes.
Add 3.5 pumps of caramel, soy milk, no blah blah blah, no sugar, but add Splenda.
Stevia, bitch. I don't use
Splenda. But only 3/4 of a spoonful, please. And make sure you stir it 4 times and then stir it back once.
You got it right.
And make sure that my cup. Make sure my cup, why did I say that like that? Cop. Make sure my cup is 99 degrees. Don't want it too hot.
99 degrees?
Yeah.
That's, bitch, I drink my coffee at 120 Fahrenheit, bitch.
It makes sense as to why you look like that.
Extra hot. Bitch. I don't know how extra hot, I don't even know what extra hot is.
Bitch. No wonder why I...
Extra, what?
Don't worry about it.
What are you about to say, bitch?
I'm not gonna say it.
You about to be shady ass bitch.
Yeah, I was. My mom told me if I don't have nothing nice to say, don't say it.
I mean...
Have I listened to that? No.
No.
But today I'm going to start.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. It's 180 degrees.
Bitch, mm-hmm. It sounds like blisters.
Sounds like blisters. But it tastes so good. Anyways, so this week I need to talk about Britney Spears. You have no idea what the fuck is going on with Britney Spears.
Okay, let's get this very straight. Is that Perone does not stand for anybody. I don't, like, keep up with them. Just anybody.
Yeah, you don't.
I don't.
You don't really talk about anybody.
I don't talk about anybody.
Perone's music usually consists of, like, shit that you would hear in, like, a fucking rave.
So yes.
Something that has minimal amount of words.
So great.
You know, that is Perone's kind of music.
Honestly, it's because I talk to people so much and all they do is talk. Like, the less amount of talking, the better.
He also does love the Ying Yang Twins. Fun facts.
That is literally my favorite group.
Literally almost passed out and screamed. And I thought you were going to die.
When
that song came on at Bulldogs.
They're so ratchet. I love it.
They're ratchet.
I love it. Anyway, so let's talk about Britney Spears.
Okay, so hashtag Free Britney. Has been trending everywhere.
Yes.
So, supposedly, she's been stuck in this conservatorship.
What's that?
Bitch, don't ask questions. Let me
finish. All right, so while you're talking, I'm going to Google that, okay?
Okay, go for it. Okay, so, basically, as you know, she most recently...
Can I use this? Am I on it?
On my...
It's clean?
No.
Oh, sorry. We're not on the floor. What are you talking about? Ew. Nasty. Who sits on the floor? Bitch.
Anyways, so, what the fuck was I saying to you, bitch? Okay, so as of recently, she has been admitted into this, this medical facility, you know, for treatment. But it's being said that this bitch has been in there by force since January. January, bitch. We're in April.
I'm so glad you know the calendar.
I'm just telling you, like, that's how long they've been lying about this.
So, for 4 months?
Yes. And supposedly, like, if Britney doesn't cooperate, there's voicemail that have leaked in the past of her, like, I don't know who she was talking to exactly, but she, I guess her dad has fucking been threatening her to, like, take away her kids and, like, basically, like, ruin her life. And supposedly her dad is very sick. Supposedly people are expecting that's a lie. This picture here.
Who's that?
I don't. That's her. That's not her dad. That's Jamie. Who is Britney Spears' father? I don't fucking know. That's not a fucking like him.
Definition of conservatorship.
Oh, yes. Conservatorship.
Is a legal concept in the United States. A guardian or protector is appointed by a judge to manage the financial affairs or daily life of another due to physical or mental limitations or old age. So, is there something mentally or physically wrong with Britney Spears?
That's what they're trying to make it out to seem. Supposedly, like, okay, from the news sources, she originally went in March into the medical facility or whatever to seek help. And, like, she was just losing it because her father is supposedly very ill. Okay?
Like ill, like sick, like dying?
Sick, like dying.
Okay.
Supposedly. But, you know, there's this podcast, and on this podcast is, I think it's called Britney's Gram. Mm-hmm. Basically, what happened was they had this voicemail, and it was from this paralegal who had been working with the team or whatever. And it was basically saying that she'd been rehearsing for Domination, which is like her new Vegas show, whatever. Mm-hmm. And allegedly, she wasn't taking her fucking, like, medicine or whatever. So, supposedly when she refused to take the medicine, they pulled the show. I think Jamie's her father. He pulled the show. And I guess he is sick, but he told them to, like, pull it and blame it on me being sick or whatever. So, as of lately, you know, Free Britney has been trending. And we've been seeing more of her.
Yeah.
We haven't seen her in a hot fucking minute.
Yeah.
And she posted this video with this long-ass caption, which she never fucking does.
Oh, I saw that on the shade.
Yeah, and it was just really fucking, like, something was off about it. Because the day before she posted the video, she looked fucking sick. She looked fucking terrifying. Out of it. Yeah, I'm so sick of her with that fucking black eye makeup. Like, she looks like a fucking raccoon. Love her to death, but she looks a fucking mess. Stop with, somebody just take the fucking, what is that? Like, take the eyeshadow and the mascara and the eyeliner, just take it away. Break it, flush it on the toilet, and never use it ever again. But yeah, I'm just not buying it. Like, she's posting on social media more, you know, today she was spotted out with Sam, her boyfriend, driving, I guess she's going home, from the facility or whatever. But something's just really fishy about it. Like, now that everybody's fucking, Free Britney, what the fuck's going on? People want to, like, investigate, get more into it. All of a sudden, she's allowed to go home. Like, all of a sudden, she just, what the fuck, she's cured? Like, what the fuck's going on?
There's just, like, a lot going on. She doesn't look good, though.
She doesn't. She looks deranged. She looks crazy. It's like the eye makeup. I think she needs to sleep. She needs to rest.
I mean, sleep does everybody really good.
And she's clearly,
and water.
And she's clearly doing probably neither. I just need her to, you know. I feel like if I was to lose Britney Spears, if the world lost Britney Spears, like, that'd be very tragic for me. I'd probably cry.
I mean, I would cry. I feel like it's just like losing somebody, you know?
But, you know,
social impact would be.
My gay ass knew that I'm a slave for you. Choreography, bitch.
Bitch, when Toxic was out, I have a whole video of me singing at, like, three years old. Third grade.
I say 3 years old, bitch. What the fuck?
Third grade. Me dancing around the house. My mom recorded this.
Iconic.
And I remember, like, looking back and I'm like, I'm gay as fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
That and Lucky, when Lucky came out.
I had the albums.
Bitch, I was singing that in the car. There's a video of me singing that in the car.
Yeah, I had to confuse. I mean, I'm sure, you know, my parents were confused because one minute I'd be fucking busting it down to Britney Spears. And this minute, you know, I'd be busting down to NSYNC. So they'd be like, oh, okay. So,
NSYNC,
you know.
And Backstreet Boys, there's like so much. You don't like them?
We don't put them in the same sentence.
I mean,
Backstreet Boys, NSYNC.
I listen to both of them, but NSYNC.
Who's that? Coachella? NSYNC.
Okay.
NSYNC. Nobody really cares about the Bare Back Boys. Like, goodbye.
The Bare Back Boys?
Yeah. They can suck a dick. So yeah, you know, we'll see what's up with her. But
yeah.
As of right now, it's still just fucking fishy. I just feel like some shit's gonna pop off eventually.
Uh-huh.
And if it is true, fuck her father.
I guess time will tell.
Leave Britney alone.
That should be the new hashtag.
Hashtag leave Britney alone.
Leave Britney.
Literally, because
leave,
I mean,
leave her.
I care about her mental health, but I want new music. So yeah. Hashtag free Britney.
Hashtag always learning.
Free Britney. Or
hashtag free.
What are her fans called?
Britney. I don't know. What are you? I can Google that. Good thing we have Google.
Y'all, what are... I feel horrible. Does Britney Spears have, like, a... What are her fans called? They're called...
Oh, that's the fandom. Hold on, ready?
It just says Britney Army. Sounds annoying. That doesn't sound accurate. Yep, I guess it's the Britney Army.
Okay. Britney Army? BTS is Army.
Fuck BTS. We're not talking about them right now.
This is so interesting. They have a whole list of them.
Anyways, yeah. Leave my girl alone. Leave her. Before the Army come and fuck your ass up. But no. I want to know about this trip.
On my New York trip. So I went on a New York trip with all my cousins. Love them. Well, not all of them. I went with two of them. And then...
How many are there?
There is me... Julian, Miles, Kevin, Carlitos. And then there's the younger ones, which is Mikey and Matthew. But, like, there's such a huge age difference between, like, us and Mikey and Matthew that it was just, like, they can't go out and drink and stuff like that.
Oh, so they don't really count just yet.
Not yet. But when they do, I'm sure they will be a part of the trip. It was good. Like, we walked around. I walked, like, 45,000 steps or something like that. I had no more ankles at the end of the day.
Yes, bitch. Ankles swollen.
I've never passed out sooner in my entire life. As soon as I hit the bed, I don't remember going to sleep.
Ankles bigger than Vespucci's.
Come on. I was out here looking like a, you know the show WALL-E? Or the movie WALL-E? Like, those fat people?
I love WALL-E.
Yeah, my legs look like those people.
WALL-E.
Didn't he fall in love with the robot?
Eve, yes. Yeah. Such a cute movie.
So we walked around. We went to... Me and my cousins ended up in Harlem.
Well, you know, Harlem's gentrified now. Very, so... Like,
not where we were. I mean, I was not what it was probably like 30 years ago.
You made a wrong turn.
I went to White Castle, bitch.
Delish.
We were out here just walking through neighborhoods, and I was like, this looks a lot like... And then I was like, yep. And then, yeah. You know when, like, people are like, oh, they definitely do not... feel like they're like, they don't... This is not their neighborhood, you know?
I mean, yeah. Depends. Yeah, one wrong turn, you just fucked.
Yeah, so.
Gotta be careful.
It's like, but, so we went there. We were not there for, I don't know why. We just walked in there and got White Castle left. But then we went to Chinatown. This is an experience, honey. I've never had a panic attack, an anxiety attack. There's just so much going on. So let me paint this picture for you real quick.
It stunk.
So.
A lot of smells.
It was a lot of smell. So first, you walk in, right? Mm-hmm. Now, did you ever see Saw 1, like the original Saw?
Yes.
And like the lights and then the walls were all like porcelain white type of deal. Like, it had the tile on the wall.
Okay, yes.
So like they had those behind the counters where they like cut the meat and the bakery. So on one side it was all meat, like fish, cow, duck, whatever else they got. I don't
delish.
Know.
Delish, yum, yummy.
It was just really weird. So anyway, they had that and then on the other side is the bakery. And then you walk down these set of stairs after you pass the bakery and then the meat department, and then it's all, like, seafood. Like, fresh seafood.
Yum.
So, I'm walking through this market, and I'm like, wow, like, everything's in a different language. I'm looking at signs, and I'm like, oh my god, what the fuck am I gonna do? And I'm walking through all these people. Mind you, they're, like, 3 feet tall. So there's, like, people running into each other, trying to run around me, and I'm like, okay, this is cool, like, I can handle this. So I was getting a little nervous, because I'm like, I've never been in here.
Right, it's like, anxiety.
It was anxiety, okay. Bitch. And then, did I send you the video?
I'm not sure.
Of the frog?
Yes.
And then the snake?
You did send me those videos, actually.
The fish? So, in these, like, styrofoam coolers... There was, like, 12 live frogs sitting in dirty water.
Yum.
There was 3 snakes in dirty water in another cooler. And then the other one was, like, fish that were just floating. They weren't dead, but they were definitely dying. And it was all brown water.
Mm.
And the frog jumped while right after I recorded it, and I screamed. And I, like, by now my heart was beating through my chest. And I see this man axe a pig.
Ooh, delish.
And, like, this lady is out here, like, yelling in a different language. And I'm like, holy fuck, what is going on? She's buying a dead-ass pig that's bleeding all over the place. And then they pull up more, like, dead meat through this elevator in the ground. And then they slide it over to the other side of the kitchen, which they do it across the hall where people walk. Bitch. I thought I was in, like, a Saw movie, and I was getting real nervous. Anyway, we go back from the kitchen, like, where they're cutting up all the meat back up to the stairs where, like, the bakery and the produce department is.
Okay.
They had a fish in that section by accident, and it was trying to swim away, and water splashed over the counter and, like, onto the walkway because it was a big-ass fish. And the people there were, like, screaming and yelling at each other, and I was starting to freak the fuck out, and I thought I was gonna die. And my dad was making fun of me, and my uncle was making fun of me, and he was laughing, and he's like, are you okay? And then he tried to feed me squid, and the squid was still alive, and I couldn't do it. I almost threw up.
Sounds like a very fresh experience.
It was smelled. They had potato bread. They had fish bread. They had
fish bread.
Pork belly bread.
How do you do that?
I don't fucking know. I tried to look in the bakery to like look at like normal things like cookies. Bitch, nothing in there was
nobody
normal.
Had health scores?
They didn't. I know.
Go to my first.
And
concern.
They were out here just like grabbing shit with their hands. Oh, people's nails were yellow. Mind you, the counter's like 5 feet tall or 3 feet tall, whatever, and these people are like jumping over to grab their stuff, and I'm like,
yes, they don't fucking play.
They go and leave, 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 bitch. I couldn't even. I've never had a panic attack like that. I had to leave and go outside.
Mm.
And then afterwards, my uncle made fun of me.
Yes, bitch.
I was like, shut
fresh.
The fuck up.
I love that fresh meat.
Shut the fuck up.
That raw. Delicioso, bitch.
Those frogs were looking at me knowing that they were going to die. It's like, save me.
Mm-mm. Save me, please.
Like, save me. These people,
they're crazy.
They just eat them live.
And don't, you got to get
dirty water.
Get it real quick.
In dirty water.
They don't give a fuck.
In dirty water.
Nope. At least you didn't get anybody's way.
Bitch,
they don't fuck around.
The pig was bleeding.
Act up, you can get snatched up, bitch.
The pig was bleeding.
A proverb.
And I screamed.
You should act with some pig blood.
And these people fucking looked at me like I was disrespectful.
Supposedly, pig blood is good for the skin. You were probably making faces.
I was making faces, bitch. The fuck?
You don't make faces.
I can do whatever
they,
I want.
They find
do.
It to be very disrespectful.
You know what? I'll never see these people ever again.
You would hope not.
They probably would.
They're gonna haunt you your nightmares,
probably.
Bitch.
Probably.
Thinking black, bitch.
That happened.
Remember this frog, bitch? They're gonna chop that bitch up right in
front of
you.
They're gonna put it, I'm gonna wake up to it right in my face.
No, it's gonna be dead, chopped up. Thank frog God. Legs, raw,
bless.
Fresh.
Bless. I would scream.
I never had frog legs.
I could never imagine a marketplace like that.
Well, now you can because you've been to one.
I will never go into something like that ever again.
Really?
Friend, do you know how much was going on in that place?
Yes. I haven't tried to do
that. They were running around. They were running around, like bumping into each other, bumping into me. Animals were dying. People were just touching raw food.
Sick of life.
And eating it.
See, I can't touch like an animal.
Like they were just.
Unless it's like a dog or a cat.
And I was like.
Yeah.
You didn't even cook it.
No. They don't. Well, cook it for what?
Parasites.
Parasites, merasite, who cares?
Bitch, excuse me?
YOLO, you only live once.
That was so disgusting. I never wanted to throw up more.
Imagine what actual China is like.
I couldn't do it. I would need to, like, ease into it.
Ease, bitch.
Bitch, I would have to, like, walk through and just be like...
I just...
Can I begin my, like, just my french fries? Like, that's all I want.
You know, I just... I couldn't do it. I think... I mean, if I couldn't even handle Bourbon Street. The smell on Bourbon Street was gross.
Yeah.
So I know I couldn't imagine if I went to Chinatown tomorrow... I'd probably throw
smell
up.
Like it smelled bad.
I'm sure your clothes stunk.
Yeah, I don't remember. I was just very, very
you're traumatized.
Good. I was. I feel like I lost all the color in my face.
I'm surprised you're not a vegetarian.
I probably should be one.
You probably should. You should.
My cousin's vegetarian, actually.
Are they?
Yeah.
Did they cry?
Two of them.
Did they cry?
No, he just was like, are you okay? I was like, no.
Oh, but they were okay.
I mean, they were fine.
Oh.
They're used to it. They grew up in New York.
Okay, so they've been plenty of times.
Yeah.
You know, they're used to seeing rats, dogs, cats.
Yeah.
All kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
At least you didn't see that, you know.
They grew up in Kew Gardens. I don't know where that is.
You could have, like, Yulin type shit.
What's that?
like the dog eating festival. They torture the dogs and build its adrenaline because they say that makes the meat tender.
Yeah, no, ma'am.
And then they eat them. Imagine if you saw a dog, a live dog, get chopped up. I would have fought.
And hear them bark and cry. Stop.
I would fight.
I would fight for the dog.
I would. I would fuck a bitch up.
Oh my god. I would like that, fuck a those, bitch up. Those frogs were really looking at me to save them.
I would have got jumped, but I would have
like,
fought.
They were like, he looks different than all the other ones.
Yeah.
He can save us. And I walked away.
Trash.
I walked away. Those frogs were so
They green. Were looking at you, hoping you were a savior. And you just
I know.
Coward. What a fucking coward.
I left and almost threw up outside. I said, ew.
It was like, wow, this pussy boy isn't going to help us.
My dad was so embarrassed when I screamed. He was like, get out. I was like...
What did you scream at? What part? All of it?
The frog and the fish and then the snake.
See...
In dirty water. Dirty... And these people will take it home to eat it.
Yeah.
They probably don't even cook it.
I'm sure they cook it. Majority of them, I'm sure they do.
Ew, I don't even want to know what like the house smells like after they eat a frog.
I mean, you ever had chitlins?
Nope, haven't. Was invited to it, but I never went.
Ew. Who, are you still friends with this person?
Yeah, it's my sister's boyfriend. For their, New Year's.
See, and now I'm even more uncomfortable calling him that name because...
His name is Brian.
But we don't call him Brian. We call him something else. And I just... Nothing racist. So don't get that out of your fucking heads. I just feel like, you know, chitlins, I can say this, is a slave food.
It's in your whole house. Pork, like, feet or something?
It's pork shit.
Is it really?
Like, it's like their, like, intestines.
Oh, that's like, yeah. Isn't like tripe intestine or fish intestines?
I don't fucking know, bitch.
I think it
but
is.
I'm not eating it. But what I can tell you is it makes your entire house smell. Even your curtains, bitch. Your furniture smells like shit. Yes, and people eat that. People fucking eat that.
Ew, that's gross.
Yeah.
Well, I was invited and I didn't go.
My sister ate it, not knowing what the fuck it was.
Ew.
Traumatized, bitch. Traumatized.
Oh, yeah, tripe is an edible lining of the stomachs of various farm animals. My grandma used to make me eat that.
Ew, bitch.
Ew. She used to eat it, just make it just like this.
I'm never eating at your house. Nobody went on no family trips. I'm not eating.
That is so gross. Well, yeah, that was my trip.
Wow. Have you ever had duck?
I think so.
I don't like duck.
Quack, quack, motherfucker. Quack, quack. Ugh. Quack, quack. Never had duck, you know?
It's very chewy. I don't like it. It's not my thing.
Is gamey chewy? What does gamey mean? Let's find out what that means.
Gamey? Yeah. I don't like the way that sounds. A little gamey. Ew.
Of having strong flavor or smell, especially when it's slightly tainted.
So tainted?
Like, it says, of meat having a strong flavor or smell of game, especially when it's slightly tainted.
Gross. When I hear the word taint, never mind. I don't think you should be doing anything with any kind of taint. If it's tainted, then leave it alone.
I feel like you can do whatever the fuck you want.
You can, but...
Live your best life.
Live your best life. Just don't touch my taint. I will scream. Yes.
Why would you scream?
Uh-uh.
You're so, like, lame.
Uh-uh.
Lamey.
I'm lame, but you can even fucking handle Chinatown, bitch.
Bitch, that's because I love myself. Okay? I could never eat. I could eat a frog and I'm probably not prepared though with the way that I was in that market.
I mean, I'm sure you'll eat a fried frog leg.
I probably could. I could probably eat snake, but not in that dirty ass water.
I mean, you wouldn't know. They can always just, you know.
I'm going to throw up.
Chop that bitch up and put it in a pan.
Thank God. No, I told you I'm going to call PETA and let them know what's going on in it.
I hate PETA. I think PETA would be more acceptable by society if they just wouldn't shove their agenda down people's throats.
True.
They're like fucking.
Speaking of PETA. Atlanta Humane Society is doing, like, they're waiving all adoption fees, I think, this weekend. I want to get, like, a little cat.
Definitely not.
Why? They don't even need any, like, they don't need any attention.
Cats are horrible. They're evil.
What about, like, okay, so my friend that I know, this person that I know has a black cat. Like, it looks like a panther.
Well, what's its name?
What's its name? Mm-hmm. Ollie.
Okay. I think it's like Salem or some shit. Some basic ass shit.
No.
I don't do cats.
Why?
Because they're horrible. They're cute to look at, but they have attitudes.
I have a feeling that as a pet parent, I love other people's pets, but I love the fact that I get to go home and I have
a cat. And where are you going to put the litter box when you get a cat?
See, I'm not going to put it in my bathroom. I want to put it, like, outside. I don't want to ever see it.
You want to put the cat outside?
Yes.
Bitch, no. No.
The cat's going to be fine.
No, it's
gonna
not.
It's going to be a predator.
The neighbors?
Yeah.
The cat is dead. Yeah, the cat got attacked.
Yeah.
It had maggots in its head.
See, my cat is going to beat somebody's ass.
You know.
Yes.
It's you need to have
it. I'm going
to
say, sick 'em.
I don't believe in outdoor animals unless it's like a horse or a cow.
Or a dog.
No. I don't think dogs should be outside animals.
I just imagine them getting really dirty out there anyway.
And then, no. Because then you're like, oh my god, I haven't seen Joey. And,
a basic-ass dog name.
I hope. I mean, I've never had anybody or known anybody who named a dog Joey. Isn't Joey a baby kangaroo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't know. What would you name your dog?
What would I name my dog? Oh. All right, so Star Wars. I would name it... I would get two. The first one would be Kylo, and then the second one would be Ren.
Who?
I'm gonna show you.
Are these new Star Wars characters? I've only seen the old ones. Yeah, these are the new ones. I do the old ones. I mean, you know, whatever floats your boat. Have you ever seen? Maybe I should watch the new Star Wars movies. You know. I don't know. It's just. I'm sure they're better than the older ones because technology and like graphics are just so much better. Are you looking it up? I already know who that is.
You know who it is now?
Kylo Ren, yes, from 2015.
Yeah.
The Force Awakens, yes, yeah. But you're a little late.
I know, that's what I'm trying to show you.
That's what happens when you have T-Mobile and I have Verizon. Okay. I'm a lot faster.
But yeah, I would get two dogs. One would be Kylo and the other one would be Ren.
I don't like the name Ren.
And then
I think of Ren, I think of Ren and Stimpy.
And it would be two Dobermans. Bitch, I want a giant... This is how I want... Okay, now that we're speaking about dogs, I would want my house to be, like... You walk in, and it's, like, a marble, like, hallway, right? With, like, columns, like, three columns. And at the end of the hallway... So you open up the door, it's, like, a marble walkway. And then at the end, it's, like, mirrors. So you see yourself walking up to the end of the hallway, right?
Okay.
And then my dogs are gonna sit right there while you walk up. Every time there's a guest. And they're just gonna look at you.
That is very... Kanye West-ish.
I'm just letting you know.
I feel like that's some
I feel like that's very, like, Sopranos type of thing with them on their chains, just chilling there. You know? You come in here, they're gonna, like, scope you out and make sure you have good vibes.
My children will never come to your house.
You said what?
My children.
That's the whole last point, bitch.
I'm like, look, guys, we don't go over there, okay?
No.
I mean, at this point, my kid's gonna be bad as hell anyway, so if I do take him over to your house and you have fucking Dobermans, I'm probably gonna fucking choke it or something. Who fucking knows? My kid's gonna be fucking...
I'm gonna have dogs. I wanna have dogs. Two dogs.
I just want one. I want a white German Shepherd.
Basic.
A white German Shepherd? How's that basic?
Basic.
Did you know that existed?
No, just German Shepherd sounded basic as hell.
Yeah, I want a white German Shepherd,
okay,
bitch.
Albino.
It's not albino, it's white.
Doberman.
Albino's different. I don't know what I named my dog though. I named my dog I don't know. I really don't. I know what a Doberman looks like, bitch.
Bitch. Can you imagine sitting that sitting there at the hallway just like looking at you? You wanna know why I want a Doberman? Remember the dogs from Resident Evil?
Yes.
They look to me, they always look like Dobermans, so I was like, I want a Doberman.
They usually are.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I need to finish that game, actually.
So, there's that. Well, there's that.
When was that? Prom had a panic attack.
She certainly did. Just like Britney Spears is. Look at that.
She's not having a panic attack. She's it's a cry for help. She needs help. Free Britney. Leave Britney alone.
Yeah.
That's all we ask. Leave her alone already. Like, it's been years.
Leave the bitch alone.
Leave the bitch alone.
That's the way it gotta be, sis.
No negative Britney Spears talk over here in these streets.
No, ma'am.
Act up, you can get snatched up.
Okay. Come on.
City girls. Miami. I hate Young Miami.
Too bad. What's his face wrote that song for them?
Lil Yachty. She just ruins the song because she doesn't rap on beat and it drives me nuts.
I don't know.
Of course you don't know.
Anyway. GTG.
Alright, guys. Well, this is going to conclude this week's...
Podcast. Yeah.
Don't forget to, you know, if you break that, what I'm going to do?
Get a new one for free.
Okay. Don't forget to rate and subscribe to our podcast. Yes, ma'am. Because it helps us out so much. And tell your friends about it. Tell your friends how fucking awesome and funny we are. And what else? Yeah, follow us on Instagram. I don't use the email still. I'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. We'll get there.
Instagram handle is Two Gays Pod. And then our personal Instagrams are Poppy Perone.
No, it's not anymore.
You changed it again?
It's staying the way it is now. It's Tyler.Perone.
It's Tyler.Perone. And mine is Jelani Amir. Mine is in the artwork. His is not. So if you can spell Tyler, because it's a pretty basic name, and then
Perone. To all the other Tylers out there, let's fight Jelani.
Fight me, bitch. Fight me. Mm-hmm. Act up, you can get snatched up.
Bitch, bye.
This is over.
Period.
Period.